Started now, it should be rolling in a minute. There we go. Good morning, everybody. This meeting is being recorded. It's 8:30 a.m., 8:31. Started now, it should be rolling in a minute. There we go. Good morning, everybody. This meeting is being recorded. It's 8:30 a.m., 8:31 a.m. on July 25th, 2023. Dr. King, after you call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call of the board members and staff and read the mission statement.
Great. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the July 25th, 2023 regular session Arizona PT board meeting.
Perfect. Now the roll call of board members. Dr. King.
Present.
Dr. Castillo.
Here.
Mr. Leone.
Here.
Dr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Barton.
I am here, present by phone while I work out some internet problems.
Perfect. Thank you. And staff, Ms. Cardoza.
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. The mission statement, the mission of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy is to protect the public from the incompetent, unprofessional, and unlawful practice of physical therapy. The Arizona Physical Therapy Practice Act establishes the standards for the practice of physical therapy, continuing competence, and testing, and defines the scope and limitations of practice. The board licenses, certifies qualified applicants as physical therapists and physical therapist assistants, and receives, investigates, and adjudicates complaints against licensees and certificate holders. Dr. King, the meeting is yours.
Thank you, Judy. I appreciate you. At this time, agenda item 3, review consideration of action for the regular session meeting minutes from June 27th, 2023. Are there any edits or concerns?
I move that we approve the June 27th, 2023 regular session minutes.
Second.
Great. So we have a motion and a second. Judy, you want to call the vote?
It's been moved and seconded to approve the June 27th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Abstain.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Great. And then next on the agenda is to review and approve the executive session minutes from the June 27th, 2023 meeting. Any comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, I move that we approve the June 27th, 2023 executive session meeting minutes.
Second.
Second.
Okay, please call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the June 27th, 2023 Executive Session A meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone, you were recused from that matter. Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Abstain.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Great, thank you. Our next agenda items are 4. Let the record show that there are no cases under 4A. B, we come to C1, review consideration of possible action regarding education equivalents for foreign or non-U.S. trained physical therapists. We have one, Minor Santa Maria Alfaro.
So Mr. Alfaro is substantially equivalent, and he is graduated from a CAPTI accredited, and he is looking to get approved for both exams as well.
All right. Any other board members have any questions, or is Mr. Alfaro on the call?
He is.
Okay. I don't have any questions, so I make a motion that we approve Mr. Alfaro to take the NPTE in Arizona law, as well as participate in supervised clinical practice.
Second.
Any discussion or questions? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Please call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Mr. Alfaro's eligibility to take the NPTE and AZ law exams and to participate in a supervised clinical practice period. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yeah.
That motion passes.
Great. Best of luck, Mr. Alfaro. Thank you. All right. Agenda C, 2, 3, and 4 have no items. Either do D and E. So that takes us to agenda item 5, consent agenda. Board members, as you look through the consent agenda, are you seeing anyone that you would like to pull out and ask particular questions to?
This is Josh Greer. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, then Judy, call the vote, please.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda, which includes all of the matters agendized in 5A and 5C. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes, I got my internet working, so I'm here via video now.
We see you. Thank you, that motion passes.
Great, so just really quickly, if anyone who is on the call was on the consent agenda requiring or requesting termination of board orders or approval to take the licensure exam, all things have been approved on this piece of the agenda. So you're welcome to stay on the call, but you do not need to stay on the call. We won't be discussing your cases any further.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay, so we're going to probably reorder the agenda a little bit. We have an informal hearing at 9, and it is 8:39. So I'm open to suggestions looking at the items. Judy, do you have an idea of what we could move into this space for now?
There was a request based on a time conflict for agenda item 9D, but I'm not certain if Mr. Kempton is on the call just yet. So lacking that, I would suggest we can just start with items in section 9.
What was the time constraint? Just so because
he had a conflict meeting. I believe it was 12 o'clock. He needed to leave by 12 o'clock. That's my understanding.
Okay. Got it. Okay. All righty, so let's then potentially move to agenda item 9E, review and consideration of possible action for LM. Is everyone okay with that?
9B.
9E.
9E.
LM.
Preliminary review.
Preliminary review.
Okay. I'm just gonna check the received replies to verify if those individuals were intending to.
Okay.
I know LM told me she would not be on the call.
Okay.
And I received notice from the complainant that they would not be on the call either. So.
Okay.
I believe we're good.
Okay, Mindy, you want to give us a summary, please?
Sure.
Josh, were you gonna say something?
I was just going to move to take no action, but we can wait for the summary.
Okay, thank you. Hold that motion.
All right, let me just read my briefing role. It's just a couple minutes here. A complaint was filed on 12/30/22 by a PTA against LM, who was the complainant's supervising PT. Of note, this complaint was filed approximately 3.5 months after LM had filed a complaint against the PTA, which was case 2246, that's yet to be adjudicated by you. Both individuals are working for a company that provided in-home services to a pediatric population. The complaint alleges that LM violated multiple statutes and rules as it relates to general supervision of PTAs, billing issues, interpersonal communication, and professional conduct issues. The complainant was asked to provide additional information and specific details to support her allegations. She was unable to provide sufficient evidence to, in my opinion, to proceed with an investigation. As well, some of the allegations she presented did not appear to be violations in the practice of physical therapy. LM worked for the company for about 7 weeks. Based on LM's response to the complaint, it appeared that she made a good faith attempt with the employer to correct procedures and practices that she believed to be in violation of the Arizona Board's general supervision statutes and rules. When those procedures and practices went unchanged, she tendered her resignation and filed a complaint with this board. The board's requested either take no action or vote to open a case. If the board opens a case against LM, it requests that the board identify the potential violations cited in this matter. This case is for your review.
Thanks, Mindy.
This is Mr. Greer, and I would move that we take no action.
Second.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Giovanni.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Discussion. All right. Judy, please call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to take no action in the complaint against LM. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Judy?
Yes, ma'am.
It is 8:44, and I'm wondering if there's any board business that we could review in the next 15 minutes while we wait for 9 o'clock.
I'm certain there is. I'm absolutely certain there is. We can start. Right at the top.
Okay.
Just to make it easy. We might be able to accomplish all of the board business in this time frame. The FSBPT, moving to 10A1, Board Business and Reports, an update regarding the FSBPT Leadership Issues Forum and Model Practice Act Workshop. The FSBPT held its Leadership Issues Forum on July 16th, 15th and 16th, in Arlington, Virginia, which was then followed by the Model Practice Act Workshop on July 17th, also in Arlington, Virginia. Leadership Issues Forum was attended by Dr. Hike as the delegate and myself as the administrator. Dr. King attended as a candidate for the nominating committee. The Model Practice Act workshop was on Monday, the 17th of July, also in Arlington, Virginia, and was attended by Dr. Hike, myself, and a representative from the Arizona Physical Therapy Association, Letha Zook, who is the acting secretary of the Arizona APTA. The Leadership Issues Forum is always informative. It's going to bring about many, many topics that FSBPT is working on, informed consent, workforce data, continuing professional health, continuing healthy professional competence, inclusion and diversity, just a variety of topics. All of those topics will then be, again, presented at the annual meeting in October, who will be attended by Dr. Hike and Mr. Greer. The Model Practice Act workshop was the FSBPT has released the Model Practice Act, the 7th edition, and what we did, this was really a workshop. This was a roll your sleeves up, kind of pull your documents together and work. It's a way to kind of start the process of doing a crosswalk, determining what our practice act has and looks like, investigating the differences with the Model Practice Act. So that was a really good work session. So that work is going to continue into the future. That's not a quick fix. That is not you're going to read it today and be ready to go tomorrow. It's really investigatory. And once some information has been compiled, they taught us a way, provided us with support to analyze those items and prioritize those items. So so if Dr. Hike or Dr. King has anything to add about their impressions of either the committee, the workshop, or the meeting itself, feel free.
Ladies
no,
first.
Go ahead. No, no, okay. No. You go. Yeah, it's your first time to attend. I'm super curious to hear what your, you know, what your thoughts were.
I'm going to comment on the Model Practice Act. I think the strategy that we took, we jumped in, as you said, right away, our practice act to the Model Practice Act. There was some discussion about, you know, some groups previously had taken basically their practice act and thrown it out and put in the new practice act. Previously. And so I don't think that that would be something that would benefit us. That's my personal opinion. But I think what we did was go through both of them and compare both of them. And then our ideas, if I have that right, Judy, is for us to come together sometime in the fall to make sure that what we've compiled so far in terms of looking at the potential items that we could consider changing, and to bring that forward. And if I'm saying that wrong, I think it has to go through quite a process to be able to do that. And I thought it was really beneficial to compare the two and see where the language differs between the Model Practice Act and ours. So I thought it was a great use of the day in terms of the workshop. It did get both Letha and I into the practice act a lot deeper and to compare the different words and things that are being suggested.
Great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, some of the ideas as you guys crosswalked the Model Practice Act to where we're at now. For me, it's always great to just collaborate with other boards across the country. There's a commonality amongst many of us with some of the complaints that we hear, no matter what state you're in, some of the issues, right, that PTs are facing in just healthy practice, especially post-COVID. There was a lot of discussion about that. And then there was an interesting topic on AI and the impact of AI on our future practice. It was a really robust discussion, and it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, the next 5 years I think hold for our profession and the use of technology in actually improving our practice and our patient outcomes. So it was a great meeting.
I think there's one other thought that was interesting to me with that I'll mention. That was brought forth in the Leadership Issues Forum about hybrid programs and hybrid programs were having their university in the state that, so for example, we have lots of hybrid programs that, or individuals in the profession that are program directors for some other university in some other state. And so that was interesting to hear about because FSBBT was saying within this meeting that there's the potential for if you are teaching for a university in that state, then you should have a license in that state where the university is. I think that's something we need to consider as we have, we've moved from 3 physical therapy programs to 7 in a very short time frame. Also for those individuals that are physical therapists that live in our state, have a license here, that they need to know they need to have a license elsewhere for their teaching, for wherever that university is for that state that they're teaching in.
Yeah, that was insightful. There were the looks on some of the educators' faces who were there were like, what?
Right.
I'm teaching an online class in another state. I'm supposed to be licensed in that state. So I think there's definitely going to be more to come on that.
Right.
On how to regulate that, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you. Thanks, John. Mm-hmm.
Then I don't believe that there's any action that's necessary on that. It was just a report. So the next item is 10A2 for an update regarding the alternate approval pathway and a presentation of the FSBPT's alternate approval pathway was heard by the board in May on the at the May meeting on the 23rd. Of this year. And as a result, the board approved a motion directing staff to continue looking into the feasibility of participating into the alternate approval pathway. The feasibility study includes a review of the board's existing national physical therapy exam agreement. It's an agreement that was originally signed in 2004. A lot's changed since 2004. So to move forward, we are having that reviewed currently by the Department of Administration's Procurement Office, so that's SPO. Currently, the agreement is under review with the Procurement Office, and we anticipate they will return it with suggested edits. The agency will review those suggested edits, and then the Procurement Office will negotiate directly with FSBPT. It's anticipated that there's going to be some language changes or language requests or whatnot. To date, I have provided our procurement office representative with Jeff Rosa's contact information, who's been identified as the FSBPT as the contact person to handle jurisdiction agreements. So at this point, we are just simply in that process and waiting for our next steps from procurement.
Right.
Any questions about that?
Do you have an anticipated time frame?
I don't, other than the fact that the within the state, the fiscal year has just ended in June. So all agencies are busy creating budgets and all of that, which has to be turned in by September. So July and August in this agency, well, not only in this agency, but in all agencies is wrought with must-dos. So yeah, the to-do list is really long. So I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your work on that.
Mm-hmm. And then next is the sunset review. I provided in your packet a letter from Senator T.J. Shope, who is the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee. These are the review factors, the sunset factors that the board must reply to. We have to reply by September 1st. So that work is in process right now, utilizing past submissions of this variety and editing to include current status. this is a long and arduous process, and will take a lot of time, a lot of digging, a lot of reporting. So we are working hard at that at this point. Any questions about the sunset review?
Thanks for including a handbook and just an update. I'm assuming, I probably shouldn't, but I'm assuming that with the sunset review and the potential discussion about the Model Practice Act or changes to our Practice Act, does that like overlap and coincide with each other? Or are they two completely separate things?
They're not completely separate, but they're not overlapping either. There is, I'm hearing conversations of an understanding that it completely opens up our Practice Act and, you know, to make any changes we want. And that's not really the case. It's my understanding, again, this is my first time through it, I could be wrong. It's my understanding that based on our responses, based on the agency's metrics and whatever the committee asks of us, if they determine that something in our report indicates that there is some need for change somewhere, statute or rule, they will probably in their recommendations include that. And that's when we would kind of draft that information. But as far as walking in and saying, hey, we'd like to do this, we'd like to do that, we're really not. That's not really what this process is.
Okay. All right. Okay. I show that we have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Is that what you have?
Yes, ma'am. So let me jump to a couple of quick hitters so we can knock them out. 10A5 is an update regarding the business entity renewals. We are currently in our business entity renewal period. For those of you who don't know, business entities renew July and August of odd years, as opposed to July and August of even years for licensees. Currently, the board shows a total of 209 active business entity registrations, and thus far we have received 59 renewals that have been completed. So there's still a ways to go. I anticipate August to be pretty busy with those. Business entities, a lot of times it's one individual who will submit multiple renewals because it's a large organization with many facilities. So we anticipate seeing that, and we are current. We don't have any lingering submissions that have not been addressed. So it's looking good there. It's just, an outstanding of about 150 or so that if they intend to renew, they need to do it next month between now and August 31st.
And I'm curious, what's the repercussion if they don't?
If their business entity registration goes on inactive, and then they would have to reinstate it.
Okay.
Reinstating it consists of filling out the renewal application and paying a reinstatement fee on top of the renewal fee.
Okay.
So it becomes a little more expensive.
Sure. Okay. All right, Judy, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. We'll give it till 9 o'clock, and then we'll move into, we'll go back to, let me see on my agenda item 7A. Okay, my clock is showing 9 a.m. Is Janelle Wartenberg on the call? Ms. Wartenberg, are you on the call? Okay. Had you heard anything from her, Mindy, as far as being present? Oh, you're muted, friend.
She didn't respond to the invitation, although she was sent.
She just
she was sent an invitation. Oh, there she is. She's joined. She's muted. Ms. Wartenberg.
Ms. Wartenberg, are you on the call?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So at this time, I'll call to order the agenda item 7A, informal hearing, case number 2221, Janelle Wartenberg, ETA. Judy, do you mind calling roll, please? And do you need to stop and restart recording again, just quickly?
Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Mr. Harris, do we have counsel on this one?
You mean the board, Mr. Greer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can serve as your legal advisor for the formal interview.
Okay, you're not presenting the formal interview?
No, I'll be presenting the formal hearing.
This one's an informal.